This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
WrestleMania 33 has come. It is gone. And the Three Horsemen are still here, still breathing, still kicking.
Yeah.
Back kicking.
Present.
Big Easy. Tioli.
Tioli Anderson over there.
And Corey are here. We're going to recap WrestleMania 33.
Woohoo!
The excitement it generated somewhere. I don't know if it was here.
Should I ask now or later? Scale of 1 to 10 on the event.
Awful.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. T.O. hated it.
I hated it. I mean, like, I...
1 to 10, sir.
I don't give a fuck about the Hardy Boys. So that's kind of part of it. Like, that was one of the big big highlights of the night.
Oh, the Hardy Boys.
It was just kind of... I don't know. I just expected more.
I think I've come to this conclusion. We need to stop seeing it from our end as a big show. It's a very expensive show.
The next two nights are better than fucking Mania.
Oh, they were.
I would pay to go to Raw and SmackDown over WrestleMania the nights after.
I don't know about paying.
They saved the surprises. There was more. I don't know. I mean, I felt like they were both better shows.
We need to stop seeing it as a show that they're going to pull out all the stops, because they're not. I mean, you just can't expect a bunch of shit to happen. It's going to be the next night.
It's been that way for years.
Yeah, but not years. I mean, it's been that way for what? Since 2014. That was the last bottom-to-top WrestleMania that I thought was really, really good.
Were there any giant stars this year? Like, they always try to have big stars come in. Was there anybody notable? Like, they wanted to get Shaq, and that fell through.
None,
had Rousey none. Last year.
Al fucking Roker.
I like Al Roker. Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon was in the audience.
Oh, well, I don't like Jimmy Fallon. I like Al Roker, no Fallon.
Don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Fakest dude ever.
Give me one. Fake?
Dude, he lasted everything like, fucking loser. Done with him.
I think he's kind of like that.
Well, that's not the way I understand it. I understand he's a big fucking drunk, and he's completely fake on TV.
Well, shit. I would think if he was drunk, he'd be a happy drunk.
Fair enough. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to agree to disagree on this one.
It's the kind of guy I like to party with.
Well, let's party with him. I'd love to be wrong.
All right.
Jimmy, if you're listening, hit me up.
He's not.
He's
no. Thanks. He used to.
Until T.O. took over.
Well, yeah. What can I tell you?
We had a falling out.
You called his wife a whore in front of the...
I actually fucked his wife, if you want to get into the technicals, but is he married?
He was,
until I fucked his wife.
That's probably why he's a drunk now.
Woof.
On fire.
She's a real woofer.
You did her, though.
Yeah, the lone woof.
All right. What did you like? What did you like about WrestleMania?
I like that Baron Corbin, the Lone Wolf, and Dean Ambrose were not on the main show.
You did like that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I
like that I missed Gronkowski getting involved.
Oh, that was horrible. I saw that. That was just horrible. Talk about the dumbest time to use somebody. Oh, let's bring him in from the audience.
Well,
that was just dumb the way they played the whole thing.
No, that's to get on ESPN, and that's so everybody can see it that doesn't have the network, so they put it on the pre-show. Still. That was on USA. And, I mean, I could give a shit less that he was there, personally.
Especially the way he was used. I mean...
Oh, man. Let's get a guy that plays for the New England Patriots, the most hated team in football, and bring him to Orlando.
Mm.
What am I missing? He's that big a name?
Not that I'm aware of. He's been in a few commercials lately. That's
you don't
it.
Even like sports and you know his name.
Yeah, I know his name. I know who he is, but...
It just boggles the mind of all... I mean, I guess that's why they're going to push this guy. Have you seen this Mojo Rawley guy?
I just got introduced to him.
Yikes. I don't know. Odd.
They're pushing him hard. Like, at the event the other night... Which match was he in? Fucking lost now. He was in the four-way. That's right. He won the thing, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was horrible.
Everybody was all set that Strowman was going to win it. I guess not.
I'd like to bitch about Strowman. So I was telling you guys yesterday. Wow. He looks like the most generic dude ever.
You're crazy.
You guys don't agree, but he looks like a character from a video game. You know, like a mid-level boss in Punch-Out.
No, Baron Corbin looks like a fucking...
I'm not going to disagree with you there.
...heel from Captain Planet. I do think they need to show us, like, the dude's ripped. The clothes they have him in kind of makes you think that
he's made that
fat.
Point several times.
Baron Corbin's ripped?
No, he's got love handles. He used to be a fat kid.
Who is ripped?
Braun.
Strowman.
Oh,
Strowman
yes.
has a six-pack.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the dude's built like a motherfucker, and they don't... They cover it up for some reason. I don't get it. Repackage the wardrobe.
I almost think they're keeping certain guys covered, so when they keep, like, they've got Ambrose covered, they've got Owens covered, just so they can say, oh, well, it's not like we only cover the fat guys, the guys that aren't ripped.
It really doesn't look like this guy has a six-pack. In this picture here, look at this picture. I guess that's not flattering.
I mean, he looks chubby. I mean, he's just a big dude.
He's a big dude. I'm not going to lie to you there, but
there's videos of him with his shirt off doing like, I don't know. I mean, he's...
Oh, there's a picture of him with his shirt off. Okay, yeah, yeah. That's,
doing butterfly
curls. Fucking huge.
If that's any time recently, the dude's...
Didn't he win, like, the World's Strongest Man competition or something? That's where he came from? Or
you know, I have no idea about his
So he's
background.
Like, if Big Show and Mark Henry had a baby...
Yes. There you go.
That's pretty much who this guy is.
Yeah.
He's a giant dude.
And I also didn't like the way they played it in the Battle Royal... Where they had everybody tackle him, and then he does the brush everybody off, and 10 guys go flying away. It just looked like the worst put on. I guess everybody's in there counting. All right, everybody, 1, 2, 3, fall away.
Yes.
Ugh, it was bad.
That's almost exactly how it goes. Very similar to that.
Well, whenever you can count the magic out, you know what I'm saying? I call it bad wrestling.
You need to watch more wrestling.
Is that where it's going a lot?
You'll
lately?
Fucking hate it.
Yeah, that's why I probably stopped wrestling. It's been so long now since they kept it with the product. I don't really remember. They kept bringing in all these new names who basically sucked. And that's what drove me away.
Well, they headlined here.
Wait a minute. Was he somebody named Black Sheep, too?
Yes, he was in the Wyatt family.
Oh, Lord, what a weird gimmick.
Yeah, I got him away from that.
Thank God. That mask is horrible.
Well, he's not exactly what you'd call a handsome man.
True.
Not he does hot like us.
He looks like the ass end of a dolphin.
No. Ass end of a dolphin, eh?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
I spent a lot of time at the aquarium.
Do ya?
I used to. I got kicked out until never to return.
Wrestling,
I don't know.
Wrestling news and just personal news.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. God, this show's so long.
7 hours.
Why?
I have no idea.
It's an extravaganza.
Oh, it's the ultimate just fucking thrill ride of pain. I mean, 7 hours, why would anybody be interested in the main event?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think about the people that were there the entire time, how there's just...
They said it was like 90 degrees.
I got a 13-year-old cousin who fell asleep before the main event. It was so long.
Oh, wait till I tell you...
He's the biggest fan ever of wrestling.
Wait till I tell you
asleep.
My Orton Wyatt story.
I got time, let's hear it.
No, we'll tell it when we get to it, but... Yeah, remind me to tell you that
story. That was bathroom break?
But no, it was fucking, I was trying to stay awake break. Sheesh. I was dying. I'm over at T.O.'s house and I couldn't even.
Yeah, it was rough.
And I know you told me you never, ever want to fall asleep over there, so that's even more.
So you know what's funny is, just from an interesting perspective, you know, Corey and I were talking about a lot of the shit that was going on, just how we didn't like it. And
sure.
Just some different things. And my half sister, I guess, is what she would be. She was staying
for
the weekend.
That's right. We did. We had an extra. We should have had her on today.
And she watched wrestling when she was a kid, and she hadn't watched it for years. And she's, you know, doing whatever. And like about 8:30, she starts paying attention to the show. And she's like, Does The Undertaker still wrestle? Does Kane still wrestle?
Good what questions.
About, oh, I know the Hardy. Like, she. There's a problem when someone has not watched a show for 8 years. I mean, because she's 17, and I mean, watched when she's a kid. She knew everyone from the last like seven matches. Like, not Brock Lesnar, but like it was just really interesting. So like, sitting there with a 17-year-old girl, she thought the John Cena proposal was like cute. Like, so like you're sitting there and you're watching it with a kid, and you're like, this is their fucking demographic.
Yeah.
Someone that doesn't watch it all the time, that's going to tune in once a year, that there's a couple feel-good things about. And she fell asleep before the Roman Reigns match. And,
lucky.
Well, I know, but I was curious to see what her perspective was. Do you think he's – is he like – I mean, like, are you just blown away because he's a great-looking guy? What – I mean, like, what do you think of the character to hear if it's true? Because the narrative is, oh, he's over with the women and the kids. You know, Dave Meltzer reported this week that he's selling the highest amount of merchandise in the company.
What?
There's not one fucking shirt in the crowd. Like, when they pan to the crowd, there's nothing Roman Reigns.
And his logo is dumb to boot. Let's just be honest. Is he going for a Black Widow double reverse R type of thing? I don't know. It's horrible. I wouldn't wear that shirt.
I don't even know what his shirts look like. Do you?
No. It's the one, like an RR?
Yeah, I don't know.
The same thing with the Seth Rollins? I mean, like, it's...
He's got the Roman Empire shirt I'm seeing here.
Oh, well, that's something.
This guy's ballooned up in the last few years, apparently.
Yeah, when he quit taking his fucking Adderall.
Look at the size of this guy here. He's a skinny little dude.
And that's the other thing, you know. They
skinny?
Wanna,
comparatively, he looks like he's twice the size now.
They want to compare him to Cena and all this. Cena's squeaky clean. He really is. Like, it's amazing that they're pushing the guy the way has he had a couple DUIs?
Cena?
Who?
No, fucking Reigns. He's had one, I believe.
Oh, shit, that's
and then
news to me.
Failed a drug test.
What? Oh, I do. Yeah, that's right. He did have the suspension, didn't he?
Yeah.
Huh? Doesn't matter.
I mean, there's been numerous things with this guy, and still gets the push.
Yep.
He's not going to be like Cena.
No, wait a minute. So does Orton. You know, it's not like...
Orton's a fucking machine.
Here's his mugshot.
Yeah, what did he get arrested for?
DUI.
Yeah. I mean...
Da-da-da-da.
Oh.
Yeah, I was pretty sure that happened. But, Cena's different. Or not Cena, but Orton's different. Orton's not he's not Cena. He's not out fucking kissing goats and cutting ribbons and all
that. He's just hitting RKOs out of nowhere on everybody.
Yeah.
Oh. I like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
The fact that they still don't build any fucking stars, and I have a theory for it. There's a few guys that get over on themselves, but the dude that loves to jerk off in his face and just fucking eat his own jizz more than anyone, Triple H. The next group of big stars, it's going to be like we've got these two kids down in OVW, and they're going to be the next
superstar.
Is OVW
still a thing?
No.
Oh.
But this was in like, what was it, Corey? 05?
Somewhere in there.
Cena, Orton, Batista. I mean, there was tons of talent that came from that group, that Cornette and Danny Davis.
The old ref?
You mean the trainer, Danny Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that OVW stuff, yeah.
So I really do believe that Triple H, there's a bunch of guys that are just going to get fucked out of this group. And since Triple H created, in his eyes, and is viewed as the creator of NXT, the dudes from NXT are going to be the next wave of guys that get these monster pushes. Roman Reigns, an example.
Oh, I say it's they don't want anybody to get over, so they can't leave the company.
Like CM Punk?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
He got over by telling everybody to fuck off.
Well, Daniel Bryan's essentially doing it every Tuesday night right now, trying to get fired on this talking smack.
Well, doing a good job.
Because he wants to go wrestle somewhere. They won't release him.
Well, if they can, yeah, because he could get released by a doctor.
100%. He's been released by doctors.
That's true.
His doctors.
I know. Whatever the case.
They have something against that guy, in my opinion.
He got over.
They don't want him to come back and get over on fucking Reigns.
I can totally believe that.
I mean, that it's that level of backstage bullshit politics.
I don't get it. Why is Reigns so important? Just because he's got a half-assed decent look?
Dude, they love him. They fucking love him.
I don't get it.
And he's a big
because he's related to The Rock. He's out of that family.
That's got a lot to do with it. I would
not
say.
What you know too, you know, man.
I mean, if I had to guess,
I bet The Rock doesn't even like him. I mean, the guy looks like a prick.
Breaking news.
Can you relate to that guy? Like, that was the big thing with wrestling. Like, your favorite, like, oh, you know, he's sympathetic, or like there's something that grabs you. Yeah.
He doesn't look like a good. I mean, but he doesn't look like anything.
We were athletes, and like most of the time, we could respect that guy. We'd respect him as like, you know, he played D1 football. Fuck, I mean that.
Okay, but you're saying we're athletes. You think people that watch wrestling still? You think like
no
more than
but
half or
what I'm saying is
ever athletic.
We would have pulled for any wrestler when we were younger or in high school. That played a sport.
Well, those were my...
Brian Pillman played football.
Yeah, but not many guys weren't athletes that were wrestlers. Who can you fucking name that wasn't an athlete?
You're making my point, though.
Oh, I know.
Roman Reigns played football, and you'd think, all right, well, fuck, he played at Georgia Tech. That's pretty fucking cool.
Right?
No, we think he's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin, practice squad for the Cardinals and all this. Ugh. Fucking douchebag. Like, they make these guys where you can't even relate to them or... What real personality that's there, they bury it so much, or they over... I mean, I don't know. They
well, see, I think they did... Nah.
We'll
talk about it in the second half of what they did with him. But it just makes me think they're going to go right back to the drawing board on Monday, but you know, whatever. Yeah. They could make it really interesting, and they could make it really fun to watch, or at least get interested, you know, with... What they did with Reigns Monday and how they've got Kurt Angle back in the mix, like it could be at least 2 hours. Not two. Gosh,
so,
such a long show.
Quick question about Kurt Angle during the
speech,
during his not on Raw, during his
Hall of Fame
induction, they played his music. Did he get a lot of "You Sucks"? Or did people actually kind of respect him?
The whole crowd
deafening.
You sucked.
Deafening. You suck. I guess that's kind of like.
Oh, I'll play a clip for you.
He loved it. I mean, like it was.
That's kind
it, yeah.
of like you know, like I'm way over. They're still doing this.
When we go into the Hall of Fame, they did that. We'll get to it. We'll
We're
get
fucking
to it.
Idiots
we'll get
with that
to
thing
it.
Too, though. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Smarks.
Like I said,
jerk off.
We'll get. We got to actually talk about WrestleMania for 5 seconds. Anyway, the first like 2 hours, 4 to 6, they do the just video packages and God. It takes forever to get 3 matches in. So they do that. One was what? Corbin and Ambrose. Who won that? Ambrose won.
Yeah.
So they didn't even get Corbin over.
Corbin won the belt last night.
Oh, are you shitting me?
I'm pretty sure.
No, that's not wrong or that's not right. It was a non-title match.
Was
I
it really?
I swear to God.
I fast forward through it and I saw that he pinned him. I just assumed he won the belt.
No, he didn't even get it last night. So they didn't do that. They had the ESPN Gronkowski moment, so that's done. And, ugh. Okay, did you see the security guard try and stop him?
No, I didn't see any of it.
What is she thinking?
She come running out of nowhere.
Oh,
did you see that?
My
like,
God.
Okay, get cued, because this is getting ready to happen. We need you to do the 20-yard dash and stop this.
So they pull the camera back as she stops him coming over the railing.
Yeah.
While 18 officials from WWF are over there. WWF,
whatever.
The E. They are going, hey, no. This is supposed to happen right now. This guy jumping the barricade. She's got no clue who he is.
The fact that she didn't know who he was. I mean,
how about how not they didn't clue her in? Like, you missed the person working the railing?
He's one of the most recognizable faces in America. I mean, like, honestly.
Rob Gronkowski is? Dressed like he was? Like a total dipshit? Like
yeah,
he was dressed?
I mean, when is he not dressed like that?
Precedes him.
I guess, but he
And the fucking guys are everywhere. Him and his brothers just travel around and part. I mean, like.
Ugh.
It's the truth.
I don't see why everybody likes the guy, but
I don't either.
Whatever. So that was probably the best part of that. And they actually showed that on ESPN. They actually showed that whole thing going on because they had to show him throwing a cup of water in his face or whatever. Who did that, by the way? Jinder Mahal. Who is he blowing?
He's huge.
He is huge.
Someone's
right now.
Blowing him. He's not blowing anybody.
He's gigantic.
How is he passing a wellness
test?
He's
not passing any test. Gets a part of that. He gets to be in the in the moment deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's huge.
What?
Hey, I mean, it's just ticking a box. Ethnicity.
It's my ticking a box.
I mean, you get that. You're. I'm serious.
Why don't you get heel heat on Big Show and do it? He's already been seen with Floyd Mayweather. At least people would be like, oh, my God, he hit Big Show. And then have him dump Big Show to win it.
I don't know. Maybe ESPN India need it. I mean, fuck. I have no idea.
ESPN India. I think, man, it's Hall's like thing, fucking man. Canadian.
The great Khali's fucking not there anymore, so.
Brutal. Anyway, and I can't even remember who the first
they called a Chinese. Oh. They called a Chinese kid up from NXT
Neville
to be in it.
Yeah, that looked like dog shit, too. Who was that kid?
But I'm just saying.
He looked like he didn't understand English at all because they were talking to him in the match saying, hey, you're going out, you're going out. He did not understand what they were saying, I don't think. The other match was Neville and Austin Aries. I think Austin Aries is pretty good, but they had a good match. I didn't watch. I watched bits and pieces, but we had other sports going on around this part of the country. So let's go. Main show. New Day hosts. So they come out, do their thing. We didn't see that either. Man, we really jumped in on this late this year. First match, I thought the best match on the whole card. Styles and McMahon.
Yeah, that was – I mean –
that was pretty good, actually.
Going back to it, like, that was one of my least favorite shows and probably the match I criticized the most that they were doing just because of the fact they're using AJ Styles that way and there's people left off the card. But, you know, they
– way better than it should have
looking
been.
Looking back on it, it was
– Shane McMahon did pretty freaking good for as old as he's getting. He jumped all the way across the ring in that one spot from the top rope.
Yeah, he – ton of high spots, which is fine. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's become, but –
I don't know any matches that were better that I can say definitely were better than that.
Neither do I.
I mean, Jericho and Owens, I like that match, but there was a story to it, which helps.
True. So. That would be my vote for match of the night. I take that. Well, there was another one I liked a lot just because of how they did it. But that was the first match, and I believe the second match was Jericho and Owens.
They went on second. I didn't know about the placement of the match, but whatever. On the card, being second.
I don't know. I mean, I assume we've talked. Jericho's gone, right? In a month?
Was he out on Fozzy Detail
again? Yeah, he has tour.
Give it up, man. It's like Kevin Bacon. Let it go, Kevin Bacon. You and your brother suck.
Yeah. I he's gotten more over than he's ever been. He got over on Monday night with just... I wish he could teach some of these guys a few things, but they also probably give him some free reign to do whatever the fuck he wants.
To be fair, though, Jericho, his entire career has worked the mic like it's his fucking third job. You know what I mean?
True.
The guy he's got it inside. You can't really teach what he does.
The only one that shows any balls when they have the mic and you can tell is not reading off their lines is Owens. Like the Ultimate Thrill Ride, they were having all of them say it. Like, he said it sarcastically and made a face. Like... Fuck. I mean, he does it, but you're right. Everybody else, and that's why it's so generic. It's like, and, wait for crowd response.
Hey.
Wait for crowd response. Duh.
That's why we're glad to be back in. What city is it again? Tallahassee.
No, keep going. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Oh, gents.
I'm just going to keep bitching, so just keep going, like, and I'm going to stay.
No, I hadn't even noticed, so. Okay, so then you get the most over segment of the night, the most over match of the night, which I had no problem with. So,
a fatal four-way! Which means that there is one more team involved in this match.
Did everybody see this coming?
I did not.
I didn't see anything pop up that day.
Jeff Hardy the day before had been quoted, I saw it on WrestleZone, that they are definitely not going to WWE.
Plus, they wrestled the night before.
The best thing is, New Day comes out in their wrestling gear for the first time all night to make the crowd think it's going to be them.
Well.
Glad it wasn't.
What? Oh, my!
What?
You got to be kidding me! Things are about to be broken!
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Extreme!
Jeff,
didn't think they were allowed to reference that at all.
I've got goosebumps. Apparently. You gotta be kidding me.
I mean,
you gotta be kidding me.
I am completely in shock right now. This is unbelievable. Matt and Jeff Hardy helped innovate the ladder match, make it what it is today.
I mean, seriously, that was pop of the night. Killed it.
It's amazing they were able to keep it a secret.
You know what? I almost think I like didn't look at anything just so I could be like, eh, hopefully something happens, and I didn't know about it. But I knew they did. What'd they do? Evolve the night before? They do ROH the night before.
One of them. They're holding every tag team belt right now. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, so how do they get rid of them?
Just let them go.
Fucking the Owl Company, whatever they're called now, TNA, didn't make them drop the belts.
Not that, but they have all those other ones. So what do they do to get those titles off them? Because they can't defend them.
Who knows what WWE's worked out? I could see them let them go back and drop them.
That'd be kind of cool. They've never, ever did that before, but that'd be pretty cool.
And they have to get paid to go work those dates, unless WWE is paying them and whatever. I don't care, but I'm just saying. It's odd that they brought them in at that time and got all that done. Did we guess that? Did we guess them coming back? I guess we did, yeah.
I mean, there was a chance of it.
Check the footage.
People had talked about it being rumored, but I when we picked it, I don't think anybody said the Hardys are going to come back and win the titles. I think everybody thought it was going to go on.
Yeah, I thought maybe one or – I definitely didn't see him coming back and being in this match. But well done. Best job they did all night, and they won the belts. I thought that was one of their better matches of the night.
Yeah.
Cesaro and Sheamus, who got – well, I mean, Sheamus is playing in front of a mixed crowd for him. I mean, he's over with the American crowd, but he's way over when they bring all these people from other countries. Good Lord. That fucker is over. I wish they would do something with him. You like Cesaro, E, or no?
Yeah, first time I actually watched him wrestle in a match was during this four-way.
Oh, really?
So I thought he was pretty good.
He was super over 3 years ago, and they just
see. Yeah, I remember the name for the past couple of years, seeing it like when I'd read the Raw report or whatever, just trying to keep up as best I could. But I really not know. You can't get the flavor from that.
Flattened him, flatter than a pancake. As much as they can. He's in a tag team, and he's probably as hot as he's been since that time. But hey, what do we know?
Right.
We're just simpletons.
TJ Hart or whatever his name is getting hurt really deep. I mean, they were on fire when he got hurt. Remember?
True. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That kind of derailed him. I mean, there's just been tons of shit.
Very true. Very true.
How are you, Lamar?
Next match, I want to say the next match was the girls.
I like that match. Now, I was not familiar with Nia Jax beforehand. Apparently, she's the new coming of Karma or China.
Whole lot of woman.
What was Karma's name?
She's related to The Rock also.
Before in TNA?
Awesome Kong.
Awesome Kong, that's right. She's another one related to The Rock, I guess that makes sense. She's a big bitch. Surprised she didn't win that.
Yeah. I was pretty sure she broke her neck at one point in the match. They did a...
you mean when the two 95-pound girls tried picking her up and suplexing her?
And Charlotte hit her with a boot, and she went over like a ton of bricks fell off.
I thought Sasha Banks got hurt on that, too. She took a nasty bump to the side. She always does.
Whoa.
I thought it was a decent match, though.
But they're not...
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to sound misogynistic, but for a women's match, it was pretty good.
She's not going to be promoted like Awesome Kong?
No.
No, because they're her music. I'm not like most girl. Like the whole she's a beautiful, bigger. I mean, like
curvaceous.
That's what they're fucking going with. Like, it's not that she's this monster heel. It's this, I'm big and pretty and strong woman shit. I mean, like you can tell that.
Sounds like you
fucking
don't buy it.
Stephanie has her hands just all over it. I mean, like.
So it's the soccer mom, is what you're.
And she doesn't look mean. Bad. She doesn't, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't have a mean face. So you really don't buy her as being a heel. Like, what, so I'm not supposed to like you because you're fat and you think you're hot?
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
Exactly.
I mean, like, is that what's going on? Why? I mean,
don't
think
she's real fat. She's just a big, 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 big girl.
She is a big girl. And going back to your point for the girls. The girls have been tearing
from
up just about everything for long time.
From the video game. Well.
Nah, but I, you know, Heyman said earlier in the week, going back, you know, to the girls match, that Charlotte could one day headline a WrestleMania in
she
the
could.
Main event. She's the best heel in that company right now. And I am surprised that they have not tried getting Cena involved with her, or the McMahons have not been closer to what she has going on to steal. That's where the spot. That's. I mean, she's that fucking good right now.
Totally agree. I think she's going to SmackDown.
And think about where she was a year ago. I mean, not the in-ring work was the same, but the promos were bad. She wasn't really calm. I mean, her mic work in a year is, she cuts the best promos on Raw.
She could teach the other girls a few things because Bayley is just dreadful.
Yeah, they don't need to let her do anything but fucking hug people. She needs to be a mute hugger. And then they need Sasha Banks to go heel.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what's coming. That and,
there's no faces. I mean, it's.
They'll send some of the other girls the other way. It's about the only chance you have. And I'm what's her name?
Carmella?
No, little Japanese gal down in NXT is going to come up, I'm sure.
She still has the belt. She didn't drop it.
Yeah, they'll figure out a way. They always do.
Well, they're doing that 32-person tournament throughout the summer, or 32-female tournament.
Goof.
So that's how they'll get her on Raw.
I don't know that that'll work out to their advantage, but they'll probably pull some other.
Her name is Asuka.
They have 32 female wrestlers in that.
Yeah, and they use 10 of them, which makes no sense.
And four of them.
They ought to have their own
four
show.
Of them can wrestle.
I mean, they got that many.
Don't give
of them.
Don't give them any ideas.
That's the talk. And
they got that many of them.
They squashed it. Said no go.
Not that many talented.
I was going to say. I think they use 32 wrestlers, and they have 160.
Yeah.
On TV, anyway. I saw guys that I'm like, wow, what happened to them during that Battle Royal?
Dude's just getting paid.
Who do you think designs these fucking costumes these people wear?
Some design their own.
Some of these are just... blows my mind that you got to sit in front of a drawing board and come up with some of these fucking weird things these people wear. Sorry, this is kind of a off of the side here, but I'm looking at pictures of Charlotte Flair, and she's had some weird costumes.
Now,
and I'm just thinking...
this is the equivalent of talking about uniforms.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
You're talking about uniforms right now.
I am talking about uniforms, sort of.
Black boots, black knee pads, black tights.
Ah, perfect. You just named my favorite getup.
Oh, okay. What about yellow and red?
That worked for one guy.
It did.
Worked quite well.
Work like something that works really well. Okay.
Yeah, like WD-40.
Who went over in that Bayley one? Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
Which, why, again, just to the thought of it, why give her the belt before then? Why not let Charlotte win, keep the pay-per-view streak going, then Bayley beats her at Mania. You can actually have Bayley pin someone else to where Charlotte technically doesn't lose the streak but loses the title. Bayley still gets the big moment, the big pop, and Charlotte has her pay-per-view streak intact. She wins the belt. They're fucking idiots. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know how this Bayley girl won. She looks like somebody's little sister who snuck into the ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she can work.
Yeah.
Her merch is through the roof.
Her merch is through the roof. Yep. I'm sure they sold more of it when she won.
Yep.
Now the I jerk off to myself match of the night.
Ooh.
Triple H and Seth Rollins. Take on the match. I just want to hear what you have to say about the match.
I can't even talk about the match of the entrance. I mean, you can't skip that fucking entrance.
All right, what about the entrance?
I mean, he drove a fucking trike down to the ring.
Oh,
with,
I saw that with Stephanie,
on the
back. Orbo.
Yeah.
Geesh. Her get up. Let's talk about uniforms.
Fucking Gemma. She looked like Gemma from Sons of Anarchy.
Except like Warrior, is that a word?
Are there two more non-bikers in the world that should have been on that bike?
Yeah, that's just
bad. I just look at that and it screams Trump. Well, you know what? In fact, okay. Are there two more people that don't live their lives like bikers?
Oh, than them?
Yes.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what I mean? Because I know bikers and all that
bullshit. Yeah, I don't get it. He was the Connecticut Blue Blood, and then out of nowhere, he's carrying around a sledgehammer with ate-up denim all over him and acting like he's some sort of badass.
Yeah. Ay, geez.
Leave it to Undertaker, you know what I mean? At least he kind of pulled off the American badass thing.
Leave it to Taker. Well, they left something to Taker. Sorry to offend the shit-kicking, dirt-eating, inbred Trump fans, but, you know, that's
our audience
you're
talking about.
No, well, I mean, 85%. I don't give a fuck. They do that. They're upper echelon Connecticut people, and then they do that.
They are in, like, the upper 1%.
Yeah. Like, that didn't even make sense.
Their mother is employed by the White House.
But what is the appeal to be to come down on a motorcycle? I would never thought of that.
They're so legit, man. That's it. They're just legit.
She did look hot, though. I mean, I will say that.
Didn't notice.
Seriously?
No.
I thought she looked good.
Dude, she looks old.
She keeps coming off as more mannish by the day.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I thought she looked good. Guess I want to fuck dudes. I don't know.
I don't know either. But that happened. What about the match?
It's all right, match. Rollins can work with anyone. Triple H, tell a story. I mean, like, it's...
They just do that 20-minute heater like it's 1986, and while I love that, it's just like, how bad do you want to kill the audience? Yeah. It took so long to get through it, and it just didn't need that.
And she had to go through the table. I mean, just the humor.
Yeah.
So does WrestleMania every year become the year that she takes her bump for all the bad shit she does all year? That's when she gets her payback?
I guess. Makes as much sense to you as it does to me.
I'll give her a bump. It's not a cocaine joke either.
Yeah. Boy, Mick Foley sure got back at him.
Yeah, I mean, he's just written off TV and will probably be unemployed.
What was the point?
Yeah.
It's been 20 years now that Trips has had a problem with... seemingly with Mick Foley.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
She was just chopping his nuts off on TV and in promos.
Yeah,
and
you had to see it.
Him and, I mean, it was stupid.
So, well...
Decent match, though. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the better matches of the night.
I like the match. I'm not going to go back and watch it. It's too long and drags nowadays, but...
That fucking show won't ever be watched by me again. Nothing on that will be watched again.
That really surprises me. I thought you were a big fan of it. And
he's
you know
a,
what?
He's a phony.
I said that was the jerk off to myself match of the night. I forgot about Cena and Bella versus Miz and Maryse.
Oh, that's it.
That's a jerk off to you. I mean, think about how many times he's jerked off because he doesn't want to have a kid. He's just so worried about fucking throwing a load inside her. He just beats off at the end every time so he doesn't have a kid with that bitch.
Nothing wrong with Silver.
Yeah.
Wait,
he's
what?
Being super safe.
And T.O. was right. They both pinned each one of them at the same time.
It was just so fucking predictable. I mean, they both had to get there. I mean, Nikki Bella's as big a star as John Cena.
Oof.
She's an executive producer on an E! Television series.
Oh,
that's huge. That is huge.
Get the fuck out of here.
They just voted it the worst show of all time. Or wait a minute, that was me.
Nick, I take your word for it.
You have to see it.
It's great. No.
You have to see it to see how bad it is.
No, you told me it was the worst show of all time. I'm not doing it.
I mean, the only good thing is, like, the chicks look hot in it sometimes.
I'll watch it now.
That's good because there was one thing I was saying before we started the show is it is hard to find good-looking women on any reality show or just anywhere, period.
No, when you watch wrestling, the chicks don't wear anything. I mean, like, they're covered up now on TV. At least you see them slutted up going out to clubs and you know, hitting the beach and the pools on the show.
Yeah, girls should really start taking pictures of themselves and putting it on the internet.
Dude, that could take off.
I'm telling you.
We should do something called, like...
Selfie of the day?
No, we need to make a website that's like Polaroids online.
Yeah.
That people can go on and say, I like it a lot.
I say we bring back photo mats.
That's beautiful.
Develop film. Put people back to work. They're going to bring Cole back.
Damn,
fuck.
This is beautiful.
No, but for Lana, for instance, because I don't follow any of these fucking people on any social media.
I don't either.
Like, I'd never seen Lana in a swimsuit until that show. I mean, like, they had always had her in a business
suit. Yeah, what happened to her? Where'd they go? Oh, he's her, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, and they hate them because they got married and nobody got to fuck her backstage.
Well, that's their fault.
And I'm starting to wonder if that's the thing with Cesaro. If someone has a hard-on for his... He's dating that Serena Del Rey, the trainer down at NXT.
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder if someone has it out for him because he's with her.
Anything's possible.
And now, have you not noticed that fucking Seth Rollins has just been... I mean, he sucks, but he's been pushed just low. And it's as Renee Young has become this, you know, everybody thinks she's hot now. think he's getting punished because he's nailed on that.
Been in love with her for about 5 years.
No, but I mean, like, it's the dudes that are dating the chicks in the company.
They get shit on, is what you're saying? Get out of here.
It's kind of interesting. Cena hasn't.
You're crazy.
But
I imagine everybody hit the Bella brought up before he dated
that's
her.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Cena and The Miz are exempt because they've been with him forever.
Ugh.
Brian, same way.
They got grandfathered in, so to speak.
I just hear horror stories. The more I hear about Cena, it gets worse. That guy is just... I mean, it's not like he's burned a bridge because he's Jesus Christ in their eyes.
Tell you what. For him to let The Miz do the promos and the sketches he did leading up to it, you have to give the dude a little credit for that.
Yeah.
I mean, to
as
have...
as little credit as possible.
To let them go at him. I mean, that was big of him.
Now, did you hear what he said on the Today Show?
No.
Nobody. But this is talking
finger on my butterfinger.
Nobody knew that he was going to propose at WrestleMania. I mean, look
neither
at how well they kept
fucks
that secret.
Could even cry.
They look at how well they kept that secret, T.O.
They're such good actors, and neither one of them could work. That was the longest embrace they've ever had to try to work up tears.
Big E, imagine if a month ago, say, we had a show and T.O. said, you know what they're going to do is they're going to have him propose at WrestleMania. Could you imagine?
Pretty sure that
if
happened.
If that would have happened.
Pretty sure that happened.
Could you imagine if you had listened to another podcast, like 8,000 of them, and they had said, oh, no. They're gonna have him, what do you call it, get on a knee, propose.
Drop to a knee.
God.
Oh, John Cena's mom is sitting ringside next to the other chick that's fucking the Road Warrior brother.
Ooh.
Oh, the Bala's mom.
Turn the mics down.
Why would the parents be sitting next to each other? Why do, I don't
this
get
doesn't
it.
Make
They're gonna
sense.
Boo this out of the building. Turn it down.
I don't think they had the mics turned up all night.
Hey, speaking of that, is there a big problem right now with like the crowd hijacking like the mics, like just
like, hijacking the mics?
I read it on Reddit, I believe.
No, they kill the audio.
Yeah, well, because crowd's like being complete dickheads and yelling like "fuck you" or something like that. Yeah,
they knew
they.
Well, fair
they,
enough, but
they alter the audio every match for like what if it's good they'll leave it if it's like, you know, like the Reigns match. Like
see,
they had people calling in from the show.
They
got
a real fucking problem if they got to go to that length to silence their crowd.
It's been going on for
you
a couple
really
years.
You really got to watch wrestling.
I mean, it sounds like a Gestapo, like a
dude. You would go insane if you would watch it.
See, I can't because I don't want to go insane.
They have to replay these clips. They have to show them if they're going to send somebody to be on the Today Show or ESPN. You can't have that type of thing.
It makes sense. That makes sense. But
it's
still.
All marketing. I mean, I get it.
I get it too. But come on. I mean,
not when you're watching it live.
I guess if your target audience, like we said, sorry kids, the idiot little kids who watch the show, if they eat it up all day long, what does it matter? I guess
they didn't do it on Raw though. Monday night they let them go, and Tuesday night let them go because that's what the show's known for.
Yes, it is. And
well, good for them.
They worked it. Let's get to. I would say probably the show killer was Wyatt and Orton. I mean, just. Killed the crowd.
Yeah, well, you know, when you use these stupid-ass special effects on the ring and kill the lights and put grub worms
I was looking at the photos of that. It was horrible. It was like real bad red tones and...
Ready for my story?
Please.
So, we are watching it at T.O.'s and...
Heard of it.
I am falling asleep. The match is just slow. I thought maybe they'd brawl. I mean, they've got a lot of things to fight over. They've had a great build-up. I fall asleep. I look up, and I look at what I think is people having sex on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I wake up, and it goes away, and I'm like, I thought he switched to porn or something. I'm not shitting
That's
you.
That's fucking great.
I look because it was
I
maggots.
I know it's bad, but come on.
And have you ever seen, like, the Kanye video where it's all the naked people laying on each other? That's what I thought it was. So I look up and I go, Teal, what the fuck was that? And he goes, I don't know. They switched to something. I'm like, wait a minute. I got to wake up. So then they finally say, oh, we had maggots in the ring. So that was like, I guess that's a takeoff on something Lucha Underground has done. Have they done something similar to that?
No clue.
I have no idea what it was. But that's what I thought was happening. I fell asleep for 2 seconds with a little red dot right in the middle of the people having sex. I'm like, what is going on? And it was that. It was worms. And what was the other thing?
Fire?
Cockroaches or something?
Yeah, I mean, a guy nicknamed the Viper should be afraid of all that. And it didn't cause him to lose.
He is only
and he won.
Scared of the mongoose. For their natural enemies.
They sure killed it with that match because... Woo.
Orton's another guy. I just can't... He came in about 3 or 4 years before I stopped watching. I can't take him seriously. I just can't. He doesn't... His weird, tall, fucking weird physique. His weird face. He's just weird and I don't like him.
I rewatched the WWE Hall of Fame, and obviously that's a long show. Now he knows what we had to put up with Sunday. He looks so unhappy and so like he doesn't care.
He could give two fucks less about that company, about anything.
It must be a paycheck job because, man, he looks like he doesn't care. And that match looked like neither one of them cared. Well, I take that back. I mean, at least Bray tries, but, I mean, I'm sure they're laying it out for him. Hey, here's what's going to happen. You've been in the business for 5 years, 6 years, whatever. This is what you're doing. Ooh. Awful match. Awful match.
And, again, they had the chance to build Wyatt. I mean, to get him to elevate him.
They didn't.
Let's make him a 13-time champion.
Woo. So they're setting up for 16-time versus 16-time to see who can beat it.
Headline WrestleMania.
Oh, my God. Please.
Will it be the fourth time they've wrestled at WrestleMania?
They haven't ever wrestled at WrestleMania. They've been in three ways and things like that, but I don't think
Cena and Orton haven't?
No.
You sure?
Pretty positive. If they have, show me. Goldberg-Lesnar. My tie for second best match of the night. I thought it was perfect. Power move, power move, power move, power move.
Yep.
Finished it. 4 minutes. Took longer for Undertaker to enter the ring than that match to go.
Good.
Beautiful. All right, next match.
I saw Goldberg as well. I saw Goldberg's little speech he did on Raw Monday night.
Yeah, that was too much.
Yeah, I did not like it. Never say never. He kept me like, are you done yet?
Yeah.
I'm not quite done. Then he's got his kid in the ring with him. Awkward. Then he goes over to his wife, I guess that was. How fake and fucking shit is that, man? I know it's all fake. Don't get me wrong, but
right,
you can do better, WWE.
Yeah, you can do better. You can, but you usually don't. But I thought that was a tie for best match of the night. Love the way they did it. Then they did the women's match. We can pretty much skip that. Naomi won, and she's hot.
Yeah.
She's really hot.
Alexa Bliss is, too.
She's cute.
They got two. She's not bad either.
I still love Mickey. I mean...
God yeah, I like her coming out looking like Tatanka for some reason.
She's half Wachachawan or something.
Saskatchewan?
No. She's Powhatan?
Powhatan?
Yeah.
Powhatan was the name of Pocahontas' father.
Boom. That's what she is.
She's Pocahontas' father?
No. She's half of that tribe.
That same whoever, that tribe? The Pocahontas tribe, whatever they were?
Yeah.
Let's find out what that was.
I don't know.
It's important.
It's not. That's the thing. And? Nothing?
Oh, it was Powhatan Indians. Interesting.
Yeah, see?
Far out. I did not know that.
Come to learn. Bring your thinking cap.
I lost it.
Good thing I knew that. Okay. Taker Reigns closed the show. Dead air.
I mean, they manipulated the audio from the beginning.
Right.
Really bothered me from the go when they did that, and it was hard to watch.
Ugh.
I mean, I'm surprised the match went that long.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Taker took some of the bumps he took.
What was 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea. I don't get it. He took some hard bumps, and okay, you want this guy to be a babyface. And you have him beat a guy that's 55 years or however fucking old he is.
It's got to be 80.
Just abuse him with a chair. Just destroy him. And I get you're trying to, retire, beat this guy that can't be, I don't know.
He's 52.
It bothered me. I didn't like how they did that match at all.
And
did you like it, Corey? I mean, honestly.
No. I hated every minute of it. But, I mean, I knew it was coming, so I just don't see why people are so shocked or think that it was going to go any other way. I mean, we knew it was going that way.
No chance.
And people are upset.
Can I ask you guys this? When are they going to stop trying to integrate MMA moves into people's arsenals? Like from the Superman punch to the triangle?
Question.
I actually made that comment during the match. Was it that match that I said that just looks like it was Shane McMahon trying to do all this jiu-jitsu stuff.
Oh, yeah. That fucking triangle he tried to hit was the weakest thing I ever seen.
He tried doing an omoplata that there's only been one match finished in UFC history with that move.
Right.
And he's trying to fucking
That was it, wasn't it?
Because I remember I told you about that. I was just like, so fucking stupid.
Well, even Undertaker, for instance, trying the gogoplata. Another rare fucking move that's only won like two matches in the history of
MMA. I think he started
that
when I went to Orlando for Mania. He did that, and I want to say he won with that. He beat Edge with it.
The gogoplata?
Yeah. Is that where you lay on your back? And
they lay on Hell's Gate is what they called it.
What's a gogoplata for the audience?
It's where like, the guy would be on the you'll be on your back, and your opponent's on top of you. You slip your leg behind their arm and around their shoulder to put
That's exactly what he won with.
Okay, then that's the gogoplata.
That's not a triangle choke.
A triangle choke is similar, but it's all in the positioning of the leg and the arm, really. I mean,
yeah, he used to do the Hell's Gate that was a invert like a triangle.
Right.
So that's what he was doing. I mean, you can look it up.
Yeah, we'll show you. That's neither here nor there. No more MMA moves, WWE. That's it.
Ugh. Yeah, because when they do it for real, they tap out in 2 seconds when your arm's getting fucking broken.
You can't be in a triangle choke for 2 minutes, you know what I mean? You're dead. You are dead.
And then somersault out of it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
You're going to walk away from that dizzy falling over on your face because you had no blood in your head. At least stale blood.
Mm. So the boos rain down upon Roman Reigns because nobody likes
him. He gets $1 a boo, though, so he's fine.
Although, apparently, what we talked about, he's a top merch guy, but I don't know how.
Yeah, it's in the results for the match, it actually says Reigns won and also made $300,000 in merch. It's important now.
Mm.
Just kidding, it doesn't say that.
No. Oh, I was going to say, there's no way, no way he sold that much merchandise. Because that crowd hated his guts.
Yeah, that would take, $30 a shirt, 10,000 shirts?
They only hated him more the next night. Because, ugh. So, that's it. So, Taker's done. Now, what I said is they were going to kill him off, like, kill him.
Yeah, that was your prediction.
Bury him. Instead, he takes his gloves off. He takes his jacket off. Because that's what they say, jacket off. And they put his hat in there. What?
Took his jacket off.
And people love
jacket
that.
Jacket off.
Well, so it's a tradition in
that
wrestling.
That was my joke. Jacket
so,
off. Didn't work. Yeah, either it. Time.
Took me it is a tradition for wrestlers when they retire from active competition.
Sure.
They take their shoes off. They walk them out to the middle of the mat and place them in the circle.
How come I've never heard of this
before? Japan.
Japan, eh?
Mm-hmm. I'm talking collegiate and international wrestling.
Oh, okay. Not like, you know,
like Olympic
wrestling.
Yeah.
Not like the wrestling
that
matters.
It's something that has been done. Sometimes football players will leave their cleats on the field.
It's a ceremonial.
Sign of walking away, ceremonial thing. They said nobody wanted to touch the fucking jacket and hat, though. They tore down the set, and the ring was still there. And, like, nobody that was on the ring crew wanted to
I did it. I walked away. Okay, let's get this fucking shit out of the ring. I got to go home. My wife's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I live 14 hours away. This driving ain't any shorter.
Forget taking down this giant globe with WrestleMania on it.
Yeah.
Grab the jacket and hat so we can skedaddle, Ace.
Last thing.
And take down this fake roller coaster we put up for no reason. What?
I did like the giant 12-mile-long entrance.
That was fun. Have you seen pictures from the event? You should see it. It looks just like that's all there is.
Yeah.
It's just a giant ramp.
Like,
it's just insane.
People were starting their interests before the last matches were ending, right?
I mean,
and it started in the concourse.
Yeah.
Like the second level, and then it was a ramp.
You
got
to pass
down.
The guy getting a beer and a fucking pretzel to get in. You know, get on the.
Think
the
about
ramp.
How many people had seats that couldn't see dick because of that ramp. If you're on the floor and you're sitting close to the ramp in that corner,
yeah, you're done.
You're not seeing shit.
Oh, I was just thinking, look at how many seats they took out to put that ramp in.
Yeah.
I mean, you're costing yourself money and spending more money.
They didn't sell it out, did they?
But that the pictures that I saw that they're taking, and we'll finish up on Taker and Reigns. It looks like you can't even see the guy coming down the ramp. It's so far away, so high. You get a nosebleed coming to the ring, and the entrances took way too long. They would start a match, and then they would do a video, and then they would get to, like, showing the guy in the ring. Whatever.
Did you guys see that the set caught fire after Taker left?
I heard about it when I was there.
I saw it. I thought it caught fire during his entrance.
Maybe it did too,
or maybe it was his exit. That there was a. It looked like there was a big fire up in. If you're watching the TV screen up in the right corner, I was like, something's on fire up there because that flame thrower, shooter, whatever you call it, looks like it ain't stopping. But I don't know. I hate the way they finished that. Just don't like it at all. Just so many different ways they could have done that.
Oh, that's a bad fire. That's bad. Dude, there's look at this video. There's billowing black smoke going into the building there. That's
shit.
Bad.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, look at this. Hold on, let me rewind it here.
Are you sure that's that this year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got it on mute here, but look at the billowing black smoke coming off of that. That's legit. Mm-hmm. They send one dude out with a fire extinguisher. Hey, Ralph, take care of that. You started it. You finish it.
Yeah, pyro guy.
Yeah. Anyway.
That happened the year that I was there. It was from fireworks, though. I think it was at the end of the night. And some people got...
Nothing like
it
a good stage
fire. It was fireworks. Oof. But anyway, so that's WrestleMania. Overall, out of 10.
6.
I cannot rate it. I don't have the ability.
I think I'll give it a 6, too.
It's not bad. I mean, there's been plenty worse than 6 out there.
Yeah, I went back and kind of... I was not happy at the end, but
it's in the bottom third.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Easily. I guess the sweet spot is really like 17 through 24. And then since then, it's been kind of a, with 30 mixed in there. Woof. Just some not, I don't know, too much. I expect a lot more than what happens. And, that shit happens, kids.
Well, it can only go up from here, I guess, huh?
Well, that's the rumor.
Well, so, let's kill off this first half.
Yeah, let's get to the I'm ready fun to, stuff.
Let's talk about the tourney. Yeah. Let's get talking about our people's champ.
Oh, okay.
Well, are we having a belt made and sent to whichever of these guys wins? Because, you know, they can easily accept it now.
On their grave?
Yeah, accept it on their grave.
We can do that.
I kind of want that belt just
was
to have.
Does it surprise you, the outcome of the final four?
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead. Who do we got?
Well, if we do that, then we'd have no next episode.
We have a full next episode.
Shh.
Okay.
You want to do it now or you want to wait?
We can wait.
Okay.
We'll get it in there. We'll lead off with the second half.
There we go.
That's what we'll lead off with. So that does it for WrestleMania 33. If you liked it, hey, good for you.
If you liked it, what's wrong with you?
We kind of liked it. We kind of didn't. So, it's the way it goes from here. So, for T.O., for Big Easy, for Corey, that's been our WrestleMania 33 recap and review. We'll talk to you on the other side. We've got the
Peace.
Monday. We got Raw after Mania. We got a bunch of stuff to cover. He thinks we got nothing. We got a bunch of stuff to cover.
I barely pay attention, though, so.
We'll see you in episode 2.
He's out.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.